Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
So you'll probably hear about the Book Fair in Kerry today, Ireland's oldest festival, because it launches today. But it actually got us talking in the office about some of the weird and the wonderful festivals that this country has to offer. And Eimear Shannon, producer with Today FM, and I think professional festival goer as well, is with me in studio, because we have some really bizarre festivals, Eimear.
We have some amazing festivals. And even when I was researching this, I found so many more that I didn't even know existed. And now I think what I'm going to do is, given you've given me that title now, I think I might have to change and become my full-time job and
quite
become
job.
Some sort of festival person and just travels around from place to place year to
I'm
year.
I'm here to sample your festival.
Yeah.
But what's on offer?
Yeah, there's so many. I'm going to kick off with, I think this is my favourite because it's the most Irish thing I've ever heard. It's the Puck Fada, which is happening Monday, the bank holiday Monday in August in Annaverna in the Cooley Mountains, because this is actually set in history. So it's actually been on the go since the 1960s, right? But it's based on the story of Cú Chulainn. So when he was 7 years old, he was still Satanta. He decided he'd waited long enough to be king. So he set off to Armagh, went all around the Cooley Mountains, but he had a slither and a turley, bashed it along the way. And that was his journey. Now, there was a lot of mythical things that happened
that can't
physically be recreated now. But what they've done is they've taken this, and now every year they get the great and the good. So some of the like God-tier GAA players to pop along, and they have to do the same route. And it's an incredible route. It's 5 kilometres up mountains, everything, and then everyone just stands along the way and watches them. Like,
brilliant. I've heard of this actually, but I didn't realise the trek that was involved.
So I know
you say 5k mightn't sound like a lot, but fancy going up the Cooley Mountains doing that.
I did Bray Head at the weekend, which I did not know until I was halfway up, and I was like, imagine
climbing that, Everest.
And then that and trying to have the hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely brilliant. But there's so much around it as well. So now there's like Ollie Walt has been involved. There's tons of people who get involved with it, but it's also just an event and a community spirit, which is what at the end of the day what all these festivals are about, is getting the community out there and
that's
getting
deadly.
People involved.
So that's the Puck Fada.
Can't go too much further about talking about Irish festivals without talking about, of course, Listunvarna.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realise.
Still going.
165 years. That's way longer than Tinder. And the success rate, I'm presuming, probably way higher.
But do you know what we had? Was it last year we were in Clare for the Summer OB and we spoke to the chairperson, or we spoke to the matchmaker, on his name totally escapes
Willie Daly.
Yes, on the programme he came in and met us, and he brought with him, Eimear, I've never seen anything like it. It was effectively like a Bible, right? It was this huge book. It must have been an A3 size page. Big hard book, hardback book of all of the different people, the couples. Now, I'd say there's a GDPR and a half breach in it, but anyway, don't mind that. But
you know, it's under lock and key.
Yeah,
sure.
But loads of different people who've been set up through this. Like, incredible.
It's known as Europe's biggest singles festival. And like the way it works, it's so, when you think of the way things are now in the dating scene, it's so different in that you go on, you're sitting at home and you swipe and you swipe and you swipe. This is, you go to Listunvarna, everyone's involved, everyone knows exactly what they're there for. And I think that book that you had is the Lucky Book, which apparently, if you touch it, you could be married within 6 months.
Well, he told me to touch it last year and I'm not married within 6 months. So I don't know. I'll have to query query the book. Neisha Nunn is with us too, Eimear, on the line. Neisha, I should say, is a producer of quite a number of, we might call them weird and wonderful festivals, Neisha, around Ireland.
Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Hi, Eimear.
Hiya.
What have you got an offer for us?
I suppose the big one is the Dublin City Council Bram Stoker Festival, which is actually run by my wife, Maria, Maria Schwepp, and Tom Lauder, her co-director. And that's really about taking the kind of the Victorian and the Gothic and all that kind of thing and putting a kind of an art by stealth programme together for the weekend kind of coming up around Halloween. So it's not, you know, very Halloweeny, but it can be spooky and Victorian and Gothic. And that you've got all kinds of things like the Mockness Parade, a Victorian fun park called Stokerland, screenings with music and lots of cool stuff as well at night. And that's so that's kind of one that we've been working on for about 6 or 7 years, which we absolutely love, just how it's developed. And it has huge kind of popularity. We had 2-page spread in the Spanish El País newspaper last year talking about it. And then a couple of the others that I work on, I do one which is we bill as the world's first festival of economics and comedy, which I run with David McWilliams, called Kilkenomics, and that's in Kilkenny over the November.
Oh, of course, I've heard of it.
And so we have, so we use comedians as hosts, and then it's these panels of people talking about economics and finance and geopolitics and all that. And the idea of that is just to make it more accessible and
because I was going to say, in theory, it probably doesn't sound like, you know, most people might decide this is how I want to spend my Friday night or my Saturday afternoon, Nisha, but it's obviously drawing big crowds.
Do you know what the interesting thing is about these festivals and about lots of festivals? They're all about people coming together, looking for a bit of knowledge, looking for a bit of wisdom. And some of the most interesting stuff about these festivals is what happens in between the events themselves, you know? You know, the festivals offer an opportunity to realise we're looking for different things, same things from life, and we try and find kind of people with a common cause and with similar interests. And, you know, it's a brilliant kind of in real life antidote to social media, which can be very polarised and designed to drive people apart and all that, you know.
I know, Eimear, you have a festival in my own home county too.
Yes, the Mary from Dunloe Festival, which I'd never heard of. Rosa Tralee-Hoo, am I right?
Yeah, this is Donegal's answer to the Rosa Tralee.
Pretty much is. So it's huge. It runs from the 27th of July to the 5th of August this year, running since 1967.
Oh yeah, this is a hugely, like, you know, really, really well got festival, and internationally, I should say.
I can't believe I've never been to it. Yeah, so like I downloaded the brochure. It was like 18 pages long. Yeah. I was scrolling through, but they've everything. There's like everything from feshes to fishing competitions, GAA blitzes to a big fun day by the bay, which is all the emergency services get together. Daniel O'Donnell is playing. Yeah, there's vintage car shows, everything, and then they crown Mary from Dunloe. My question is, and you might have the insight on this. I'm now too old to be a rose.
Can you enter Mary from Dunloe?
I don't know. It was always kind of my dream.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's something. Yeah, it'd be a cool thing to do.
Yeah, the childhood dream to be the Rosa Tralee. I don't know if we can still enter the Mary from Dunloe competition.
We've got a month. We've got a couple of weeks. Good time.
Yeah, I might. I don't even know if you need to have a connection. I know I'm told there's no upper age limit at all on entering the Mary from Dunloe, but it is subject to a vote if the applicant is over 30. Surely I have a good case to make now being from the county.
I think it's time.
My bid is still there. What else, Eimear?
One of the ones that I really like is they're all unfortunately at the same weekend. It's Duro Scarecrow Festival. This is also happening July 28th to the 5th. It's in Durham, County Leash. It's outstanding in its field. That is their own joke. I can't take credit for it. But it's a festival that's been running for over 10 years now, and they have scarecrows from all around Ireland arriving into the village of Duro. And it's all kind of about celebrating creativity, music, food. There's historical walks, live music, but then there's more modern stuff like coding workshops, something called Funky Zone, laser tag, I'm presuming for the children. And my favourite thing out of everything, every festival is happening, Grand Slam Wrestling at a Scarecrow Festival.
Yeah.
How and why, I don't know, but
only,
I'm into it.
Only in Ireland. Nisha, what makes us so well placed for these kind of, you know, bizarre and wonderful festivals that we offer?
I'd say fundamentally it's about community. I mean, it's the strength that you get in communities, as is reflected by, you know, how popular the GAA is, for example. You know, every parish has a, you know, a core of people who are really active in doing stuff. And I think it operates from the community upwards, you know. And then you have particular towns and cities which just get a reputation for being particularly brilliant at doing festivals, like Kilkenny, my home place, where we have, you know, there's basically barely a month in the year where there isn't a festival on. And it's because we have that kind of Goldilocks thing in Kilkenny, where it's not too big and it's not too small. It's not too big that any festival isn't drowned in it,
and it's not too small
that it doesn't, you know, and you just have this brilliant thing that no matter what the festival is on, people are wandering between venues, they get involved in conversations over pints, and that's the magic of festivals, really, is the bits that happen in between that kind of amplify what's happening on the stages.
Yeah, somebody's mentioning the haymaking festival in Trim.
Yes.
Like, this has to be the most Irish festival in the world.
It's absolutely brilliant. It happens every year in June, and it's all about celebrating the first hay of the year. So they have, it's kind of all about the cultural history of Ireland, which is so perfect.
So it is what it says in the tin.
It's exactly what it says in the tin. They have music and obstacle horses and loads of random competitions.
You bale hay.
And then so basically they have a role in the hay competition, which I'm very intrigued by. But then there's the traditional by hand haymaking do well.
Simple
sunshine,
as that.
As they say.
Is it Tribe Fest? Is that the Tribute Band Festival?
Tribe Fest. I did not know this is on. This sounds absolutely brilliant. This is sounds happening like a cracking weekend. Yeah, after your Glastonbury experience, you could go and get your completely
tribute bands.
Exactly. Yeah, they have 19 acts over 3 nights. They've everyone from ELO to Cher. Rod Stewart, Joe Dolan will be there. They'll have Fleetwood Mac, AC/DC, and you can camp. It's a full festival experience.
Yeah, God, we really have some mad and wonderful stuff. One listener says, how has nobody mentioned the Father Ted Festival when you're talking about our most quirky and bizarre ones? Mark in Kinvara, now I don't want to mention the actual name of this festival purely because I'm going to butcher the Irish language if I do, but it's the Boat Festival, the Hookers Festival, Kinvara, that being the boat, 16th to 18th of August. They're celebrating their 45th anniversary this year. Nisha, is this a kind of a uniquely Irish thing that we have festivals like haymaking?
I wouldn't say. I don't know if it's uniquely Irish. I think we probably put it off better than anybody else because of the nature of our communities and the nature of the friendly welcome that you get, and the strength of the kind of the social cohesion and the connection with the past as well. You know, connection with rural Ireland, connection with traditions like the haymaking and, you know, stuff like the Bealtaine Festival on the Hill of Ushnock down in County Westmeath, which has, you know, been going for 3,000 years. You know, that kind of thing is very, very powerful. And I suppose we all have a sense of it in our own way, you know, whether it's the Rory Gallagher Festival up in Donegal or the Mary from Dunlow or, you know, Kilkenny Animated down in Kilkenny or Resonance in Lough Derg, which is a brilliant new micro festival, which I'm involved in down in Killaloe. You know, I think what people want is kind of smaller and, you know, more community and more kind of communion and being together than massive big fields, although people still have a place for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Nisha Nunn, producer of, quite literally a lot of weird and wonderful festivals, and Today FM producer Emer Shannon. Thanks a million to you both for joining us in the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.